ברכת השחר, סימן, סימן, סימן הבא. אם אני משבוע, אני משבוע, right? אני משבוע, you need to find, you need to, okay, it's gonna be, it's a little easier. Fine. Get to remember once, after first, after Meir, so, suddenly I got up there and started making brachas. Okay, the slime of it, so I was thinking, oh man, like, what in the world is going on over here? Like, we're doing ברכת השחר now. So Shaz, in terms of, when it comes to ברכת השחר, when is this mind of ברכת השחר? So the Mishra brings down, this is really later on, let's figure out now, the Mishra brings down in Simon Nun Beis, that kind of Simon Nun Beis discusses when it is man. Kol Brachas Shem Chuyav L'Aruch V'Vayikra, you're supposed to make it in the morning, and Brachas Shachar is supposed to be in the morning. How long do you have? So he brings down a Shita Saguin, which says that, Zman Kol Brachas Kol Yom B'Diyavet, the whole day could be B'Diyavet, Chassif Mitzrav, like, go, Hay Shem Beis, I feel of a Layla, and Shashina, till you go to sleep, U'Chiyuva, Shach l'makaydem, you can say it. Shmuel brings down from the Goyim that b'diavik do the whole day, even at night before you go to sleep. If you fall asleep, then you can't make hamar v'shein anymore. But the chili, that you know, that says b'diavik, you can make it the whole day. What's the chila? The chili should do it till arba shayis. It's kibbutz on tefillah, just like tefillah till arba shayis. The chishu tal shayis. B'diavik al kaponim yochlu v'achas samar chatzayis kimuchay abechvenim shayis the brachas achar v'shayis. The Hamikul Lismach Diavad Gamanal Becha Hachasamachatse and Nechazvias. Kesmishu says Achila, Tal Chais, Diavad Chatzais. Those who do like those Yishalim Yodin, like the Goin, and Limchis beyond them, we're not going to make Macha in terms of what they did, but that's not the ideal thing. An ideal thing they're supposed to be is before Tal Chais. I broke with said, oh, wait, things to Minig and Yishalim, like the Sheet that's to make like the Goin. He says, members of the first Seder, Yishalim Yodin always used to make Pechas HaShachar.
I don't
know. Related. Akapanim, we tell him like, but the Pashim Mishavu are Dal Shais, B'diavet Chatzais, and Kol HaYoyim B'diavet. When's the earliest time you make a Birkas HaShachar? It says, I mean, someone wakes up in a night, after Chatzais, that's when you can make all Birkas HaShachar. Once you're up after Chatzais, if you're up for the day, you can make all Birkas HaShachar, the whole discussion, and it's a Chavina, we can make it. Masim Kem Kol HaYoyim. Rav Kastera, and it's a Chalak Zavarech. We're close to the brachas, because we're going to Nesu Zechavina, you can make all the brachas of Nesu Zechavina, which brings down that Harbi Achwein, all that even Nesu Zechavina you're able to make. And after, yes, Achwein is coming to Shalei, Gambrach Zechal Avarech, we come to Shalei, so Yesh Achwein, Mechil Yesh Zar, Lech Vesh Kam Shem Yayim, some say that you should wait for Nesu Zechavina, but that's everything else from Chatzai Tzayim, if you're off for the day, you're able to make a bracha. If you're going back to sleep, so then a marashena and a kan shama, you shouldn't make it if you're going back to sleep, because those are in terms of getting up in the morning, and therefore those you should wait. Because if you're up for the day, everything besides everything really is mutter and sevina is needed, maybe you should wait. If I'm going back to sleep, marashena and kan shama is one
should. Should you make them if you're up for an hour and then?
Nothing wrong. Why not? I'm saying if you want. I mean,
go tonight. Okay.
I mean, it's no rush, but the bets on.
So you're up for 5 minutes. What? You're up for an hour to bring some therapy, or you're up for the night for the baby for 5 minutes.
If you want, I'm saying no. I mean, that's in the way. There's nothing in the rush, but at the point you could do it. Now, that's something that's very interesting. I'm sure that's all. He said, "He's brachas kaliy l'mishum asal and hasal nemez on lebracha." He said, "Davi nala nena nemez on lebracha," and he calls the birkas shachar birkas anen. Very interesting. It's birkas anen. Like it's, you know, that's what it is. Which is bets on very not pasha. I think it's probably a little on a tefillah share. I'm cracking as I'm talking now, that in Sifches V'Chabarak brings down Kol Brachas Eilu Nischayev, then, if you didn't hear it, you say the Bracha Lo Yaskar Hashem. Yeshua, the Gemara says, if you didn't hear it, you make the Bracha. Then the Bracha Davka L'Atzman, the Bracha is not himself. And the Bracha Shekesh Bracha Borat Tzorech Eilam, Chen Mega Ein Lashanetz. Which we're passing, like the Torah, Tesis and the Rosh, the Ran, that these Brachas are more in the Minhag Eilam, the fact that it exists in the world, that's the reason why you're making the Bracha. It doesn't read Davka, Davka. Had the ano, and if you didn't have the ano, the Maisa one would go ahead and make a bracha. So it's not mamish really a pikas anenin. Yeah, now let's say you're up the whole night. So the question is, do you, in terms of making pikas ashachar? So the main shahs of the kashama and the pikas marvashena, the question is that that's going on the sleep. It's not there, maybe it's not on Minhagei Shalom, it's going on the sleeping. And therefore it's Lashon Marvashem, and it's Lashon on the person himself. So therefore the Shai Shavit says, it could be that's different than all other brachas. All the brachas you say, you have an you have to give bracha. Mashenkein, Hamavashena, like Anishama, it could be that's on the person per se on his sleeping, and therefore if you're up all night, you can make a bracha. For example, you're going to Mashai Shuvah Nisha Dabat Sachian, Masik Shai Shuvah Yori, Yura Lishma Yashta Brachas Me'achi, Yachav Matzis, you should try to be good to somebody else. Yashin, because if you slept at night, Shita Nishmat, and then Kalami Yashta Dabar Chaisam. So Mavashena, like Anishama, Shuvah, is of the opinion that if somebody is up all night, you should not make the bracha, you should get somebody to might see you in those brachas. That's why on Shavuos morning, for some reason, there's a minhag when crowds around here, all the brachas. So that's there's no reason in the world why that should be. Like we pass Nagdi Ramah, all these brachas, even though I didn't. They're in Daki Shailah, we don't have that, no. The ones which are Shailah, because the Taira, the Kain Shama, and the Mavashina, those are the ones that are Shailah. Maybe those are Dafka on the. Those are dafka if you're nanifim, and for those you have to go ahead and get somebody else to be made to you. Now Be'etzem, it used to be the minhag was that they used to make the bracha as the thing happened. Like Mar says, when you get sleepy, say Kandishama, when you hear Hannah goes in the Sakhavina, when you get dressed, you say Mabasarumim. When you pay eyes, you say Pekeachivrim, and you do all those things. They used to go ahead and do it. Nowadays, bring your shoes, you say Shasa Kaltsarki, which I guess some people don't say it on Tishwabi Mekepa, right? They're going, they don't say Shasa Kaltsarki because they're putting on the shoes on Tishwabi Mekepa. They wait till the night to say it. But in my sense, the Mingan was not like that. And Akshav, Nishin Yam in the Kiyas, since hands are unlucky, Gam, Bamaratsim, Shinidum, Elisam, the Mingan is. Do it in the Beis HaKnesses, and yes, and be made to you, and you answer main, and because I'm a ratzim, that's the reason why we go ahead and do it. The shachar of Berachas Shachar is that what's he said about shachar? He said Berachas Shachar really is a person who wakes up in the morning, and Sichaim says is he said Berachas Shachar is that a person wakes up in the morning, and we take nothing for granted. We open our eyes, thank you, Rabbeinu Shalom. You know, before you even get out of bed, he said you're ready to make three brachas, so right? Open your eyes. Put your feet down, and every single step of the way, we have to have a karsa tev, an appreciation for Rebbeinu Shleim, everything that Kosh Baruch does for us. And that's what he said about Shashach, the biggest of Shvach, of thanking Rebbeinu Shleim for everything one does. And the Shvach, really, what this person have to do is sitting down, standing up, or sitting down. But Etzem, a biggest Shvach, really, bad Etzem, the biggest one, Nanin, that's what you can do sitting down. And as Pima Galamak Dhamma says, the best thing to do is sitting down. The meeting nowadays, people do is standing up. What? Our subshi does the betzim. This shouldn't be a major reason to do it, but you know that's kacha minaklai. So you know, but betzim is not a major siba. That's why these brachas. To over there. That's bring down whatever. But nice. Over here, so they bring down from over on the side. They bring the side from where they go from. True from my stomach. No, there's my scientist. The minhag now. In terms of the Berachas Shachar, as long as somebody's late, the question is in terms of which brachas. This whole shaila in Seder Dorm, somebody's late, whether you skip, you know what to skip and how do you skip. So you have to do Berachas Shachar Yishtavach. And the shaila is where does Berachas Shachar go in terms of the cheshbonus of in terms of going first. So certain brachas with shraf they go first. Certain brachas are like Dhamma to Davening. For example, a Tiyas Yidayim. What's a Tiyas Yidayim? Tiyas Yidayim is like Dhamma to Davening. And if somebody doesn't make a Tiyas Yidayim before davening, the lach is you cannot make. It's a you can't make it this time after, and it's not given the bracha. Remember, we spoke about I think b'shait at the beginning a couple months ago. That tis dam is hakdama for shachris. Shas do noshim make a tis dam or not? Being that they don't daven, if they don't daven shachris, it's the same brachas shachar. The shaila was, do you say that is their brachas shachar? That is their trilo. Therefore, they say tis dam. We say no, they're not really davening. You know, we came out of the mitzvah that they could do it because that's considered their trilo. Birchas HaTorah, if someone doesn't do Birchas HaTorah for davening, so it's a Suffolk and the Yishalmi, without a rabbi patters it. Therefore, Birchas HaTorah always say you're going to have to do before davening. Void, at the end of the Siman Mem Vav, Mishmur brings down that possibly that you're not allowed to say Pesukah to Zimra before Birchas HaShachar. So, Slichas, I'm going to get Slichas, Mishmur passes, you should say Birchas HaTorah for Slichas. Pesukim and Tefillah, that also could be a smachai of Birchas HaTorah. Therefore, Birchas HaTorah always has to go first. There's also Alekai Neshama. There's a tzad to say that Yitzim and Mechayim Esim. And Shmuel also has a discussion about that later on in Mbeis, that if you didn't say it before Shachris, and you said before Shachris, maybe you can be Yotze with Chaim Mason. That's another one. Yes. It brings down the whole discussion. So if you didn't say before Shachris for the davening, you remember the Pesuk of Zimra? So he says, some say, wait till afterwards. Then he says, but some say, if you don't say Berachas Machas and Shamas, you can't say after davening because you're part of Chaim Mason. Some say Berachas Atir is also a problem. Gamliel said, did he work on his Sechvina? He can't do it. Once he made a Berachas Yotzam Iris on the light, that's when Sechvina is the Vina stands between the Vina and Ela. It's too late to say it. Gam Berachas Matir Surum, Leidati Chivarech. Hagi Matir Surum, Hiskab Mechalka Chaim, Tzorchian. And also the bracha of Matas Rumi says he can't say it afterwards because maybe it's with Kalkachayim. He says some brachas also passing that in Numbe's Ches, passing that one should not go into this. Because he's supposed to do Birkas Shachar before diving, always getting himself into very big shares. Now, in terms of the Birkas Shachar, so there's a bracha Nashim Megid the Bracha, this is Shasik Ritzainai. The Pasha Pshan in the Bracha, what's Pasha Pshan in the Bracha, is more like a Tzidek Adin, like, you know, like not Shasir, you know, it's like Tzidek Adin, you know, let's say, Oren Zechet to be Ish, Shasir Kretzainai, and the Pasha Pshan is more of a Tzidek Adin. So Sechaim, he says along the lines of that it's more like the Nefesh HaChaim says that Be'etzem, it's like a, we say in the Bavisa Tehila, like Kesh Rabba once, it's a Shrachar B'Yisham that he cares about what people do, and it's got a Shmei Rabba that Kesh Rabba created a world that he wants us to Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, and therefore when we say Shasir Kretzainai that it's a maybe shvach with the Bnei Shalom that Kadosh Baruch Hu created that there should be a Kiddush Shem Shemayim coming through Nashim, and you know that's the Gada Bracha. The Art Scroll, they bring that from some Rabbi Monk. He says the Gada over the Pshat is that Be'etzem Nashim, some translation say around others, the Hakam Nashim Namachim in Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is really the basis of Judaism, and they don't have a Chiyuv Talmud Torah. He says the Yisrael of Talmud Torah is to help perfect a person, to make a person a more spiritual being. Nashim are naturally created with less of Yitzhahara, they're naturally created closer to God and need less of a tikkun for them to, you know, the men from this world do much more of a tikkun. Nashim are naturally created more Yerushalayim, more created with less taivas and issues. Therefore, they're closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam naturally. Therefore, Mitzad Echad, we say Shalosh Shanim Isha because we live in a world of Nisayin. It's because we have Nisayin, and it's a world of challenges. And therefore, there's a mile to that. Mitzad Echad, there's a mile to Shasisa Kretzene, like Kadosh Baruch Hu created more close to his Ratzon, more close to what a person is supposed to be. So, Nashim are naturally created more close to what they're supposed to be, and they want to say that's the Taich of the Bracha. We had another Tfilah, another Mechala. Make my brachas with some curse to say that maybe it was all Kamashi Sinai, they forgot it, they put it back, and then ended up making my brachas. So much kid was the over that. Why is my brachas in the Pasuk at the Mash and Shal and Chakim the Yurai say that the my brachas is pumped and the bracha of Yerushalayim? My kesher between Yerushalayim and my brachas. So he's so over from maybe Mashal and others that the side is that a foolproof way to Yerushalayim is if you focus on my brachas. You take a drink, shakon yapavari, you focus on Kesh Baruch Hu, everything came from the world. Take food, boy reyates, boy reyadami, chazering, you consider chazering the yisuidus of Amunah, and that's a foolproof way to Yerushalayim. Now, when it comes to Meir Brachas, in the famous place of Yerushalayim, the Rav once asked for Aliyah before by Shabbos Mincha. No, sorry, first he asked for apple and orange. Not a lot of learning. Then it was on the table, and then a nice Indian ended up eating it. My eye was kind of got sad that he was two brachas short from the brachas, and he got Aliyah. He's two brachas short from the brachas, and he got Aliyah. So he had to, got as much brachas, he doesn't need to have apple and orange.
Why did not?
The one casting story is about needing apple and orange, right? Dave Schwartzman. He asked him. He said, "Women don't daven, so they haven't got me a brachas." So he said, "Speak to my daughter." So he goes. So he went up to his daughter to start a conversation first. Like, "Do you daven?" So he said. She said, "Yeah." So she said, "Why?" He was just like, "Why? Like, you know, what's why you're not having this? Because I have too many brachas." But Akabanan, the Shigalev wants to be daig when the Mishpura counts many brachas, he counts tefillin. That's one of the list of many brachas and the rings down. Ladies don't put on tefillin, hope not. And therefore, being national born tefillin was a national born really a chilek of the chil of a many brachas. It's a nachlekas, and as they bring an aliyah from Aaron Leib, Rechan Kinevsky said, "It's a chilek being grabbed from the nashim." Hashenkin, brings of Yash is. It's Rotzi, Noshim do Meir Brachas, Mashenkin and Sheva Levi, and others, Shem Zaman, they want to be Medaik, Shem Zaman and Hashem, and Sheva Levi, and Tshuva, want to be Medaik from.
Why is it rolled like that? Why would it be different?
Why would it be different? Because we then Noshim are not Noik to Dam, and stuff was Mistaver.
Are not
going to
usually get it? Why? Because they're usually not going to get it.
Yeah, whatever. It's not Mistaver, I'm sacking that they
want. I have to know.
So it's a little bit telling in that, whether the Hebrew Tzvi, the only the Rambam, maybe be telling that, maybe the Mishmur,
the person
that they are Mechuy to Daven. Could be something which is, it's non-Gramidic. Maybe it's non-Gramidic.
Could it be based on Kavitsayle, that when there's a closer area, they don't need it?
That's what Yash is like, why should we do it? I'm alone. I'm saying, it sounds like they were Mechuy them. Being it's something which is, like, the Warmachay and Nashim says non-Gramidic, because the Mughal does something, so it seems no, lower. But I don't think Nashim are really makbet to go ahead and do it. Now, how do you chesed brachas? Well, how's it go from day to night, night to day? You know how one chesed mei brachas. So Mishpura starts in the night, saying Mishpura starts in the night, and you go from night to day. Now we get some big shayla. Also with Tosefta Shabbos. Shalosh shudas. You bench after tzeis. Does that count mei brachas? Does that count mei brachas or not? So the Sheva Levin Shuvah says about his chiluk Shabbos, and it's going to be okay. Saying Shmuel Zalman, no, then once he says the Chavim, he says it's the next day. It doesn't count for that day. And Lamaisa, you would not count. You would not count the
Shabbos.
Right, that's what he says, because Shabbos and Amshif, and he's going to the Baum. And he says, Lamaisa would not be saying the Brachas. Now, the big Shabbos is on Shabbos. On regular day, naturally, you come out, you make a Brachas pretty easily. Not too hard to get a Brachas. The Shabbos is on Shabbos, how is one going to get to his Brachas? Mishbrew is a simit, separate simit, Rish Sadik. Have a lot of snacks on Shabbos. Because you're missing like 23 brachas, and you have to have the person's gonna have a lot of snacks, and with the brachas, you have to have like 3 or 4 times over Shabbos, you have to have like a snack, like 3 or 4 brachas, in order to go ahead and make it. And if you do that, you know, Friday night, you take a drink, you take a pizzochem, right? Something like that, pizzochem, and maybe a pizzomela, and a zainis, and you do it 3 or 4 times.
Ashriyatza?
Go to the bathroom, yeah, you're 23 short. I mean, the Shu's going to want to do Ashriyatza, you can't actually Ashriyatza, you can't actually this, actually that. And you're going to be, you have to concentrate to make it, otherwise you're not going to make it. It's also, I make a brachas, and you see on Shabbos, I want to get many brachas. So Graz is Mekel, that's why the Hasidim want them. They make Kiddush before they have a Suda. They make Kiddush because they want to get to the Meir Brachas. My Shemesh was very anti that. It says Shabbos morning, he makes Kiddush, he has a Mezainas,
Shabbos Kubel,
says Kares HaChakira, makes Brach HaChoyna. I'm sure you've been there, no?
The Shabbos
Zainah,
never
went to Rosh Hashiva? No. Okay. It's not like a schmeckin' ale, no? Schmeckin' ale, okay.
I
live in Tenebu. It's too late now, I guess, but I forgot it goes away when it's up over there. Akapanim, I'll go with your wife. Akapanim, yes, that's going to be with me. Brachas, what time is it? Okay, I forgot to mention it. Stam HaShalach, something as Davin, then he forgot Yalvi, Davin again. So is that count for me, Brachas or not? So there's a whole Shaila, is a Pshad, is it a Bracha Batala, or it's a Bracha, it's a Machlik Zetaisen, it's the same Bekuach, we're going to get in there.